How about today?
Yes, we get one, and it's a little better than expected. Of course, that's the number that we get each Thursday. It's the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. Now, last week, we saw 469,000. We were expecting a drop this week, and we got it. In fact, it was more than expected. It came in at 453,000. The other number we were looking for this morning was the final revision of GDP, gross domestic product, for the second quarter. And we were expecting to indicate a growth rate of 1.6%. It came in a little better at 1.7%. But that's really not much good news, because at a growth rate of less than 2%, really less than 3%, we don't make any progress in terms of reducing that unemployment rate, which is, you know, approaching 10%. And by the way, I think the revision of that number comes out a week from tomorrow. So the focus continues to be on jobs, and of course the reason growth is so important is that's the way you create jobs. And there are not many stories out this morning, but one that's really interesting, and if you just read the headline, it says, "Government and AIG reach repayment agreement." And if all you read is the headline, you certainly don't get the true story. And of course, in this soundbite society we live in, many of us are just headline readers. And this sounds like good news. We all remember that AIG was the world's biggest insurance company. It was one of those companies that the government had to pour billions and billions of dollars into to save. They saved a number of companies. But if you read this headline, they're really not repaying the government. What they're doing is they're taking about almost $50 billion, yes, that's with a B, of preferred stock and exchanging it for new common stock of AIG. And then it says here that the U.S. government over time will sell those shares. And the thing that's misleading about this headline is that after this exchange happens, the government will own 92.1% of all the outstanding common shares of AIG. Well, you know that you don't just go out and dump 92% of a company's stock on the market, so it'll take no telling how long for the government to sell these shares and to recover the money. And there's no guarantee that when they do sell them, that they will even be able to sell them at a price that will repay the government. It kind of reminds us of the misleading headline a few months ago that GM had repaid the government, and the truth of the matter is that really wasn't true either. So in these times like these, you really have to do more than just read the headline. Three of the biggest companies in the country, General Motors, Citibank, and AIG, still have the U.S. government as by far their largest stockholders. And if you own stock in those companies, then the price of your stock is going to be greatly impacted and affected over the next several years by this 800-pound gorilla that's in the market that's trying to sell his own shares.
Yeah, especially that General Motors stock. It's interesting how that's going to work.
Well, yeah, and we don't even know when that's going to happen. We know they're going to have a reverse stock split when they issue the stock. And as we reported a couple weeks ago, the stock would have to trade at about $134 a share just to repay the government. That doesn't count giving any money to the stockholders, and it's never traded at that price in the history of the company.
John, looking at headlines this morning, again, at counterpoints, the month of September ends with the best September in 70 years, but the dollar set for the biggest monthly loss since 2008.
Well, and of course, the dollar and the Chinese currency is in the top of the headlines too, because you know, as you know, the House of Representatives passed a measure yesterday, which everybody says will not become law, but it's got the Chinese very upset to try to force them to allow their currency to fluctuate, because it makes their goods cheap when they import it here, and it makes our goods expensive when we export them over there. So, you know, there is a battle going on in the over currencies out there in the world markets.
At John Taylor, thanks for joining us, John.
Thanks.